Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we go. Lots at stake, not to mention the regional title tonight out at Seabold Track. But as South Panther coach Larry Williams, whose Panthers returned as sectional champs a week ago, was saying cautiously to me,
the scoring could be different. The different type of teams that are involved in that really change the way things go. So this is the one that, you know, everybody shoots for. Two things we want to do. We want to be able to advance as many kids as we can to the next level with the thought of getting them to the state meet. It's going to be an awfully big challenge for us, but we hope that our depth will continue to pay off. But as we tell the kids, they don't necessarily have to do something special. They just have to do what they're supposed to do. You know, we've been strong in many of the events. The hurdles have been tremendous for us with Chase Washington and Quantrell Porter out for the first year, then Max Moult. So they cover the 110s and 300s very well for us. Our mid-distance guys have really come along. We're able to spread some things out there. Hopefully that'll be an advantage for us. And then Jack Gillard and Jake Wisniewski and Ian Shaw and Jonathan Dodrell. A lot of good stuff happening, and that the reason we've been successful this year is the fact that we're able to cover all the events and have people who have the ability to score there. And it's going to take that and maybe a little more.
Well, we'll see what happens later tonight. Veteran South track and field coach Larry Williams. Field events at 6. The Panthers won, if you'll remember, last week the title with only 3 champions individually. On the other hand, Edgewood, Michael Doering's red and black from Ellettsville, have 6 champions ready to compete now for regional and the state next weekend. Justin Helmer's crew has the speed of its mile relay team, paced by Isaiah Knight. He won the 100 last week. Kobe Turner, Garrett Ramsey come in with sectional crowns as well in the 400 and pole vault. That'll be exciting. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, going into the sectional over in Shelbyville, Richard Hurt's Baseball Cougars of North had the most wins of the group with 18. However, one of its losses came back in early April when Columbus North beat them in a dandy 2-1. Bulldogs come into Friday's second semifinal as the defending sectional champs, and the veteran Northside coach, while pleased with this year's offense, it's going to be pitching and something, well, we talked about if they're to return the title to the Northside. How good has this team been defensively?
It's been very good, and I don't even think we've really played our best overall defensively. I think we're feeling at around a 95, 96 clip, which is very good for a high school team. Now, our 2013 team, which is the team that won 21 in a row, and very, very good players, they were feeling about a 97 clip. So this team's very good. It's comparable. I think we can be a little bit better, but overall they played very good defense. Our infield is sound. Our outfield is covering a lot more ground this year. So we feel very, very good about them.
Well, you know, in that pitching core of yours, you knew you were going to, you know, have to rely a lot on Dylan Steele and Harry Delianis, but those two certainly, they haven't let you down, have they?
No, we told them going in, we said, hey, guys, you two are probably going to get the bulk of the innings, and they certainly have. And again, you're talking about two juniors that just absolutely love the game. They work hard at their trade. They like it. So they want to get better. So it's just a joy to coach them.
Well, it's North Cougar baseball coach Richard Hurt. Ben Friel is back healthy after that foot injury. He's played a couple of games now. The Cougars win. They'll play for the title on Memorial Day Monday. Mark that on your calendar at 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.